Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
Good morning. I'm Sherry. I'm here with Sandy.
And good morning.
Yeah, we're Home Show Garden Pros, a co-op of independent garden centers around Houston and in Houston. We have Isaac this morning as our Home Show Garden Pro.
Yes.
But we also have Nelson's Nursery and Water Garden with Anita, Plants for All Seasons with Kelly, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. We have Danny and Joey there. Nature Sway Resources and Garden Centers. That's Shelby that you and sometimes Ian and John.
Right.
And then Spring Gardens with Isaac. So we're here to answer all your lawn and garden questions. Give us a call, 281-833-3333. But Sandy and I have been chatting and looking at pictures. And Isaac, we're going to talk about, she's got a friend, she thought that lizards were eating her beans.
Yes. And she sent us a picture, and really the leaves don't look awful. They have a little bit of tattering on them, and they're a little discolored, a few of them, kind of have yellowy. I'm trying to describe for the listener. So she thought that the lizards were going after her beans. And Sherry and Isaac, talk to me about critters in the garden.
Yeah, Isaac. Let's first start with you. What is your opinion on lizards eating your beans? And I mean, not the beans, the leaves.
The leaves. I guess they could. I haven't had a lot of problems with lizards eating my leaves.
Yeah.
It could be a lot of other things. I know right now grasshoppers are...
Interesting, yeah.
And it depends. I mean, I can't see the picture, but it depends on, like, the... I guess if it's something that's chewing from the outside or chewing holes like inside the leaf.
So on the picture, it's deterioration. Yeah. Like the leaves got super dried out, or there was a real dry hot wind.
Yes.
And it just kind of got deteriorated.
So it doesn't look as eating like, as chewing like. It looks more, like they were stressed. Mm-hmm. Would you say that, Sherry?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So it's probably not the lizards. So lizards are a good thing in our garden, right? Okay.
Right, because they eat the bad insects.
Yeah, so we're fine with lizards and wasps and bees and butterflies. All those guys are good in our garden, and a lot of our caterpillars too. So the lizard, the bean plant that we have here, what recommendation do we have, Sherry?
Well, I would get some good compost.
Okay.
The leaves look very chlorotic and peaked.
Okay.
So I would do good compost and to do a good organic slow release fertilizer around those.
All right. Well, that's an easy solution.
And plant them outside. I think her question was to...
Yeah, her follow-up question she had.
She was going to grow them inside.
Right.
But you need to get them outside.
Okay.
It's going to be harder to grow them inside without grow lights. And it's just,
Well, if they're chlorotic, I would recommend, some chelated iron. You could do a liquid or a granular, something with iron, and also with sulfur, because sulfur will help lower the pH so your iron's more accessible.
Okay.
So something like the MicroLife Ultimate, it's got the little pieces of sulfur in it. You can see it in there. But, yes. And then you could also do the Nelson's veggie food. It's got a high iron as well.
Okay, great. Right. Okay, so I can let her know about the Nelson's plant food. So iron is something that she needs on those chlorotic leaves. And chlorotic means they're kind of yellowy, right?
Yellowy with dark green veins.
Another thing we learned.
You got it.
And, Isaac, we have got a list of Home Show Garden Pro questions that people are sending in. I guess we have some shy listeners.
And yes.
Don't be shy. The phone number is 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. You can call us and say, hey, I sent you a picture, and then we can talk about it. So this is Home Show Garden Pros. We have got Sherry here, who is my co-host, and she's an expert. And then we also have our Home Show Garden Pro, who is an expert. And that is Isaac this morning from Spring Gardens Nursery. So you have just got a plethora of information, of sources here. So we are happy to have your call and your questions, and we will get to this list of questions right after this.
Hi, my name is Scott McGrath from McGrath Pest Control. You will have to forgive me for being upset, but I just saw the most horrific movie of all time. It's called Ants. Yeah, I went into it thinking it was about ants, as in wives of uncles, but no, it weren't. I just do not understand why a person would make a movie about those god-awful little spawns of hell. Stop the music, I'm fired up. On a good note, it got me to kill bugs as if I needed it. Sharon Stone, Sylvester Stallone, and a bunch of hippies loving on bugs. It just makes me want to... Just Google McGrath Pest Control.
Did you hear? The Murphys got robbed.
Didn't they have a security system?
Yeah, with video.
Burglary is a crime of opportunity. If they can't get in, they move on. Fortify doors and windows with CrimSafe stainless steel security screens. CrimSafe patented security screens are custom made, professionally installed, providing the security of a burglar bar system without the ugly bars. Keep outside dangers outside. Protect your family and your home. Secure your free estimate. CrimSafeHouston.com.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, everybody. This is Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Garden. Let's talk about plants, specifically those that you won't need to water frequently in this hot, dry summer. And I'm talking about succulents. Succulents come in so many different color, textures, and shapes. Plant a medley of them in a garden or pot, and you've got a living piece of art. Best of all, these plants don't need daily watering. And another category of easy-care summer plants are aquatics. A water garden full of blooming lilies and darting fish needs little care, except to top off the pond from time to time. Nelson's is a garden center full of plants that like it dry, wet, and in between. Don't let summer temperatures keep you inside. Visit us and try out the wet or dry gardening. Nelson Nursery and Water Garden. You can find us. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Give us a call at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. I am here with...
Sherry,
and Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery. So, Sherry, we've got a list here of questions for you guys. Here's one from Steve, and it sounds like he may have an infestation of crabgrass, Isaac, in his St. Augustine is the grass that he has. So he did put down a pre-emergent this spring, but what can he do to get rid of the crabgrass now, or can he?
Well, he can. He can... spray a selective herbicide. I mean, there are several different varieties. I would recommend, you know, the aerating, humates, compost, because the problem really isn't the crabgrass. The problem is the soil.
Yeah.
The crabgrass is a symptom of the problems with the soil.
Yeah, the weeds. Right. Okay. Yeah. All right. So we need to take care of that soil. Sherry, this is from Steve.
Yes, and I know Steve.
Do you?
Yes. He's in my contact list on my phone.
Oh, that is funny.
I've known Steve for years. So Steve, like Isaac said, soil is going to be the best mode of action for long-term control. Mm-hmm. Right now, if he wanted to do something about it, like today, he could use something like the Agrilon crabgrass killer, which doesn't have a heat restriction.
Okay, we got to be careful about that.
Yeah, he's doing the right thing with the pre-emergent to try to break the seed cycle.
That he did that in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But aeration, compost, top dressing is going to fix that soil problem, because if crabgrass is able to win the battle between... St. Augustine or Bermuda. And for some reason, I think Steve has Bermuda. I'm thinking Steve has
because
Bermuda.
Because here, maybe this is a different Steve.
No, it's him. Okay, maybe he has St. Augustine. Anyways, so if crabgrass is winning the battle with the St. Augustine, then we know there's an imbalance. There's a problem because St. Augustine is the more dominant of the two.
Is a tougher one. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, it's all about the soil from what Isaac and Sherry are saying. So we will make sure that we let Steve know the aeration, humates, and compost to get that healthy soil going, so the St. Augustine has a much better chance. Well, great. Well, good. So we have got Whoops, we don't want that one, do we, Sherry? So we have a question from Samuel. Did we already talk about the mulch? Yep. We already talked about the mulch. Yep. So, oh my goodness. So we have a question for Isaac, because specifically it says, Isaac, love our magnolias we purchased from you on some acreage. He built some planters, used garden mix, super seaweed, microlife. Wow, he's just a great little advertisement for us. thank you for sharing. He says, what can I plant with them? I guess in your planters.
They look like it's 3 foot by 3 foot planters.
Okay.
So is it one of those planters that he got from you maybe? Remember when you had the purchase? Very pretty. He's got them around a fire pit.
It been the garden boxes, but those are, you know, more like 2x4.
Yeah, no, these are definitely 3x3s. So okay. He wants some ideas. It looks like it's around a fire pit. Mm-hmm. What could he plant in those planters, Sherry and Isaac?
Well, and he's got magnolias in them. Isaac.
Yeah.
And so the magnolias are taking up quite a bit of space in there. So there's just a little bit of space around the edges.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, you could go with maybe some annuals. If they're raised boxes, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be kind of cool, something cascading
over
those. Yeah. You know, right now with annuals, you can do vinca.
Uh-huh.
Cascade vinca, ground covers.
Right. Even like the portulaca, they're not going to need a lot of, you know, water. Purslane, ice plant.
Yeah.
I really like the potato vine.
Mm-hmm. That would be gorgeous with the contrast with the magnolias.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, great. Well, we will let, that was Sharon, we will let her know about that. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am here with Sherry and Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery. And when we return after this, we will find out another question that we've got from Colleen.
When you're ready for that lawn you've dreamed of, choose Best Choice Lawn Aeration to elevate your outdoor space. Best Choice has a team of experts that know that aeration is the key to unlocking healthy, vibrant lawns. Loosening your compacted soil will ensure optimal air, water, and nutrient circulation to the roots, resulting in lush, green, and resilient grass. Level up your lawn game and aerate it with Best Choice Lawn Aeration and experience the difference. BCAerationTX.com.
When you own a swimming pool in Texas, there are two things you want. You want it clean and you want it clear. Hello, I'm Joe Puccio, the owner of Clean and Clear Pools. Stop spending your weekends cleaning your filters, vacuuming, and checking chemicals. Let us do it. From supplies, maintenance, pumps, repairs, and hard diagnostics, our licensed technicians have you covered. Tom Tynan trusts Clean and Clear Pools. You can too. Clean and Clear Pools at Highway 6 North and West Road. Get a free quote and check us out at cleanandclearpoolstx.com.
We're all about tomato love. Want to grow them in the fall? Start your seeds now. Your Home Show Garden Pros are packed with growing kits and tasty tomato seeds. Right now, we're sprouting advice here on the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. This is Kelly from Plants for All Seasons on Highway 249. Don't let the scorching heat stop you from enjoying your lawn and garden. At Plants for All Seasons on 249, we've got you covered with our full-service garden center. We're here to provide answers to all your most perplexing gardening issues. Are summer insects driving you crazy? Don't fret. Our knowledgeable team can help you identify those pesky critters and provide you with effective solutions to keep them at bay. Are you unsure if you're over or underwatering your plants? We understand the struggle. Our experts will guide you through the watering maze and help you figure out the perfect balance for your plants' needs. We're passionate about helping you succeed in all your lawn and garden adventures. Whether you're a seasoned gardener or just starting out, our team is dedicated to providing you with the best advice, tips, and tricks to make your green space flourish. So don't let the summer heat dampen your gardening spirit. Visit Plants for All Seasons on 249 and let us be your go-to resource for all things lawn and garden. From plants to tools, fertilizers to pest control, we've got everything you need to create the garden of your dreams. Plants for All Seasons is located on Highway 249 between Louetta and Jones Road. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website, plantsforallseasons.com. Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Love my plants for all seasons.
And I love Kelly.
That's right. There you go. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And I'm here with Sherry and Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery, taking your calls and your questions at 281-833-3333.
And there's lots going on in the garden right now.
There is.
You know, I know it's hot.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
there's still things that we can do.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of bug activity right now.
Right.
Whether
right.
it's in the grass or ants moving. I know I had
a
highway of ants moving across my yard. They never nest in my yard.
Oh, really?
But I just watch them. They go from my neighbors to my other neighbors. And for some reason, they're moving. And I think Isaac nailed it when he said it's going to start raining next week, right?
Well, they said cooling down. And then I think the following week we'll get some moisture.
So the ants are telling me it's going to start raining.
Really? Right. When they move?
When they start moving. It's always weather change is about to happen.
That's very interesting.
So we've got to use the insects and the birds.
Yeah.
To help us to our advantage. Yep.
Yeah.
Because what did farmers use before we had all this crazy radars?
Exactly.
And,
They used
nature.
They used nature. And you know what? That reminds me that Anita used to tell me when I meant long, long time ago when I would ask her about the oak trees, because we have some beautiful mature oak trees. And I'd talk to her about, you know, oh, do I need to get them trimmed? Or I was really paranoid about them. And she said, Sandy, she said, what does Mother Nature do? Mm-hmm. And that goes back to what you said. Let's watch what Mother Nature would do. Mm-hmm. Let's watch before we sort of just jump on cutting or jump on spraying you know, let's just watch.
Observe.
Yeah.
Don't react.
So Isaac and Sherry, we have got Tony on the line who's got a question for you guys. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. I actually have two questions. One is I had some big pot that I planted some veggies in this year. And one was full of squash, like winter squash, and it bloomed wonderfully, and it ended up getting the squash borer, so it never got any fruit.
Oh.
So I'm cleaning the pots out now. Should I just put that soil somewhere else? Because I'm concerned there might be, like, squash borer eggs in it, or is there anything I can do to treat it to reuse that soil?
Isaac?
Great question.
That's a good question. You can. I would rather start fresh. But, I mean, you could put, you know, like a granular systemic insecticide. But I'd be careful that with vegetables. But if you want my opinion, I'd rather start over. I'd recommend to start fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the little pupa for the squash vine borer, if you wanted to save that soil, you could sift through and find all the little pupa.
Oh, my goodness.
They're the size of probably a decent-sized little cockroach.
Really?
And they're the same color.
Oh.
But they're encased in a little pupa, and they're creepy looking. But you could go through and weed those out if you wanted to.
I think I'm going to ditch the soil.
There you go.
You and me, too.
Should I ditch the pot as well, or can I scrub that out and reuse it?
Yeah, you can reuse the pot.
Yeah, just clean it, sterilize it.
Yeah.
Okay, so since we're talking about she wants to, and you're going to replant the squash?
Well, I don't know what I'm going to replant. I would like to, but I had all these beautiful blossoms, but no squash, so I don't know. I'm a little discouraged.
Okay.
Well, so, I always start a late crop of squash,
of
summer squash. We have enough time for it to mature and fruit.
Right.
And if you do it now, you're past the time of the squash vine borer reproducing.
Oh, good.
Oh.
So timing. I always do a late. I'll do an early one, and I know I'm going to get the squash vine borer because I do every year.
Oh,
okay. And then once I do get an infestation, I'll get a little harvest off of them, but then I'll remove the plants, get rid of them, take a break through the summer, and then in August I always start a late crop.
Okay, so Tony, I'm going to ask a stupid question from Sandy. On the squash, does she need to plant more than one? Does she need to have? Mm-hmm. Is squash one of those?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you want to, especially early in the season, if you want to kind of trick the insects, I overplant on my squash.
Right, right.
Yeah. Oh. So on a little mound, it sounds like Isaac does the same thing. I'll do 5 seeds on a little mound.
Oh, my goodness.
And then the bugs won't find all of them. They'll get most of them. And that was from Bob Randall with Urban Harvest. Right. He was like, just plant more than you think you could ever eat.
Perfect. Yeah. I do 3 to 5. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you'll just selectively, as they start to invade them, just kind of remove and
That's great. Well, good hint. Okay. So we're going to grow that squash, Tony. What's next?
Next is I have an established St. Augustine lawn in the front. It's not very big. It's a square about 60 feet by 60 feet, but it's not level. There's a bit of an undulation in the front where a tree was removed a couple decades ago. And where it is higher, I'm getting nut grass and I'm getting some other weed, and I feel like, you know, it dries out faster or something. Is it worth, like, leveling that, or can I just treat it, like you said earlier, with the, you know, the aeration and the compost and all of that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I would. Well, the reason that you're getting all those weeds back in there is because, you know, when you remove that stump, that disturbed the soil, and we discussed about Mother Nature. That's how Mother Nature repairs the soil, is because weeds, you know, it's a quick Band-Aid.
Hmm.
Oh.
And so that's why you're having the weeds. I mean, you can level it, but again, I'd just come in, do a nice thick top dress of compost. But I would recommend doing the aerating first.
Okay.
And you know what? You can call Best Choice Aeration, mm-hmm. Tony, if you don't want to do it yourself.
Yeah.
He's a Home Show Garden Pro, trusted professional. Anyway, it's a little plug for him.
Yeah. And you could do some leveling if it's an eyesore that it's dipping.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely, if you do leveling, do like a soil with some structure, like topsoil.
Mm-hmm.
But then follow it with the compost. Because like Isaac said, it is a soil issue. And where that tree roots were breaking down, one, that kind of robs nutrients and through the decomposition process from the surrounding soil. And when you have a low level area and the tree's been removed for a while and we have these heavy rains, that's going to naturally hold more water in that area, and then it compacts as we dry out. So you have things like nut sedge that like to come in and try to help you with the aeration.
Oh yeah.
They're just you think they're there to annoy you.
Yeah.
And you think they're there to take over your world. But they're really there to do a service to you if you can learn what that service is. And mm-hmm. so if you can help Mother Nature out a bit, do a little leveling, compost top dress, get it aerated, do all that. Call Ricky with Best Choice Lawn Aeration. He'll take care of you.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
You bet, Tony.
Thanks, Tony. Well, Tony just called 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and when we return, we'll talk with Perry.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Home Show Garden Pros. Give us a call, 281-833-3333. We're here to answer all your lawn and garden questions. We have a call from Perry. We're going to take in just a minute, but first, Sandy needs to tell us about Sienna Mulch.
Yes, we love Sienna Mulch. It is a one-stop shop. It is just a beautiful location out in Rocheren, and I follow them on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and it is unbelievable the new shipments they get all the time. And I've been out there several times. So their shipments are, what they specialize is mulches, soils, sands, compost, gravels, and stones. Now they also have they've got tools for you. They have all of our fertilizers and mulches that we talk about, but they specialize in all of these items that you need for a project. And just 2 days ago, Ashley, Courtney, and Mario, they are a family-owned business out there in Sienna Mulch. They are siblings. They put up about the moss rock boulders that mm-hmm. they got from the hill country. They are huge.
And gorgeous.
They are so pretty. They weigh 3,000 pounds.
Yeah, they will deliver.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't need to go try and get it in your trunk. So if you want a statement piece, and actually I'm about to have one of those in my front yard. I don't know.
Exciting.
I know. I'm so excited. I have some boring little beds, and it really needs some updating. Mm-hmm. You know, they look old-fashioned. So a statement piece to change up your bed and the topography of what's going on in your landscaping, it's perfect. So they have beautiful moss rock boulders right now at Sienna Mulch. And if you just need mulch or soil or sand or gravels, that is the place to go. Sienna Mulch also carries your favorite fertilizers and your plant foods that we talk about all the time on Home Show Garden Pros. They have your landscaper's tools and they deliver, like Sherry said. They are in Rocheren, which is south. So Sienna Mulch is so much more than mulch. Find out more on homeshowgardenpros.com. Sienna Mulch.
And we're here to answer all your lawn and garden questions. Give us a call, 281-833-3333. And Perry, good morning. What do you have for Isaac this morning?
Good morning. It's for you and Isaac.
Okay.
I'm sure.
And I know Perry, yeah. FYI.
Oh, yay.
Perry. Perry from Conroe, previously from Tombaugh.
Yes.
Previous frequent flyer of Plants for All Seasons. I'm up here. This spring, I planted a couple of Esperanzas. They were quite young, maybe about 6 inches tall when I planted them. They are now, mid-chest height, full, dark green, beautiful, no flowers.
Uh-oh.
Tons of sun. And I've hit them with some of the liquid fertilizer I've got from you all. I just don't know. Do I whack them with a broom handle? What's the scoop here?
Be nice.
Isaac, what do you got for him this morning?
You said you hit them with a liquid. What liquid
was
that?
Yes, I've done that. And okay. They have had spattering of blooms, but it's been 6 weeks since I've had any blooms.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this is the first season for them?
Correct.
Okay. All righty. So Isaac asked you, which fertilizer did you spray them with?
Medina has to grow. I didn't spray the plant. I put it in the soil around them.
Okay. All right. So Sherry and Isaac?
I would recommend the Maxi Bloom.
Oh,
it's a 383. That's a good liquid. I would wait till it cools off a little bit, maybe in September. You can go ahead and hit it with the liquid now. The granule, I really like the Color Star.
Yes, yeah.
But I would wait till it cools off a little bit.
So the Color Star is by Nelson's.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And the Maxi Bloom is by
Microlife. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and I see that on Esperanzas this time of year.
Oh.
It could just be it's a new planting.
Yeah.
And this is very stressful. And yes, they do like it hot. And yes, they can take it dry. But this is stressful.
Yeah.
This being is a new plant. Mm. So I think do exactly what Isaac said is, you know, maybe do the liquid has to grow or the maximum bloom. Do a soil drench. That might take some of the stress off of them.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
And then follow up in September with your Color Star. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, great.
And don't then they
up.
Should
for a couple of more?
Go for it.
Okay. So maybe it's stress too, but this is the first time this has happened. So we have these gorgeous elephant ears. There's the one on bulbs, not the ones that are on runners take over the yard. They're huge areas of them, and the one with the vertical leaves, not the leaves that, droop down, elephant ears, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Yes, so those and the big philodendrons, oddly, are turning yellow for the first time. Never had this happen. Is it the heat?
Mm-hmm. Isaac?
Yeah, it's usually like heat or, sun. If it's almost looked like a burnt edge. Or is this the whole leaf that's turning yellow?
It's somewhere right out here the window. Yeah, it's just kind of the whole leaf. It's not a burned edge at all.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of sun scald on a lot of things. And just the amount that you're having to water, it just if it's not established, are these newer plantings?
They've been in over a year. These have, yes.
And are they getting peaks of sun?
Yes, they get lots of sun.
Yeah, I think it's just the extreme temperatures that we're having, and then we went from wet and kind of mild to just scorching hot and no rain.
Right.
Yeah. And so that is very stressful. So the name of the game is just kind of get everything through. And nutrition is super important when we're stressed out. Okay.
Yeah, I would recommend iron with what earlier? I think Isaac mentioned mixing iron with something helped it absorb better. What was that?
Chelated iron.
Chelated iron. With these, I would recommend like a liquid Humate and then like the Humate Plus. So I do the liquid now, and then like in September, you could do a granular Humate.
Mm-hmm. And he had said sulfur to help bring that pH so that you have iron absorption. So pretty much if you use any of the Nelson's food, they have the iron and the sulfur in them. Mm-hmm. So you should be fine.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, and the name of the game is right now just survival. Just don't give up. Don't be yanking them out or anything like that.
Yanker. I don't give up.
I'll just
plant something on top.
There you go. They're gonna make it. Yep.
Compost, mulch, fertilizers, anything you can do to take the stress off of those.
Did you have another question?
Yeah, sure. My last one is my perpetual dove weed problem. Mm-hmm. I have a Bermuda lawn. I've done the compost top dressing, and the dove weed just comes back. I've sprayed it with Image. I'd love to use atrazine just once, just to get me over that hump to kill them. But I have a Bermuda lawn, and I understand that would just mess with that lawn too much. So, any suggestions,
Isaac?
Yeah, I know you're going to get tired of hearing this, but I would aerate and put a granular Humate and a liquid Humate. That will really help. You can also do like a liquid seaweed. Ocean Harvest has the seaweed and the fish.
Mm-hmm. And let me ask you, how are you mowing your Bermuda?
3 inches.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
You're always going to be battling dove weed in your Bermuda if you're mowing it high.
Oh.
Okay. Bermuda needs to be mowed low, 1.5 inches, 2 inches max. Mm. And that's just the name of the game when we're talking Bermuda. You got to force some lateral growth. Where St. Augustine, you want it to get high to shade out the weeds. It's the opposite in Bermuda. So you've got to create competition. When we're battling weeds, you have to create competition. And the best way to get the competition in the Bermuda is low lateral growth.
Yeah. Now, in the summer, I would recommend to keep it at the 2 inches. Once it cools off, then you can, cut it shorter.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you all for everything. Appreciate the answers, and have a good rest of your weekend.
Yes, great, you too. Good luck. Thanks, Perry. Y'all give us a call, 281-833-3333, and we'll be right back.
Hello, my sweet child. We need to chat. I've noticed you're not taking care of your things. I want you to have the best, but you need to do better. So before you run off, let's clean up this mess together and make a happy, healthy home for you and our children.
Will you answer Mother Nature's call? Make a positive difference. Support Earth in our future. Give your time or gifts to OBA, the Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance, at OHBAonline.org.
Bring enchantment to your garden. Whether you're an expert or a novice, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens' talented staff helps you bring magic to your garden. No matter what the season, find seeds and trees, herbs and veggies, annuals and perennials, succulents and cacti, bulbs and even shrubs. Everything needed to give your garden enchantment. Bring the family. Experience all that's growing and waiting for you at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359 in Richmond.
Keep the fun in your garden, even in the heat. Wear a large hat. Get it before the sun gets high and hydrate yourself, just like your plants and grass. Garden fun means gardening smart with your Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Hi there, gardeners. It's Shelby from Nature's Way Resources. I'm here today to tell you about our organic native hardwood mulch. If you want to protect your plants in the summer heat, Our mulch acts as a shield against extreme temperatures, regulating the soil and keeping it cool in the summer and warm in the winter. Your plants will thank you as they thrive in the perfect environment. The best part about our organic hardwood mulch is that they break down. Over time, they enrich the soil with vital nutrients, promoting healthy root growth and lush foliage. Now, if you're worried about sustainability, with our organic hardwood mulch, you can garden with a clear conscience. It's sourced responsibly, ensuring minimal impact on the environment. It's a win-win for you and for Mother Nature. If you're ready to transform your garden into a thriving oasis, visit Nature's Way Resources in Conroe, Texas today and ask about our organic hardwood mulches. It's the secret to your gardening success. Take I-45 to 1488, go east right over the railroad tracks, turn right, and you'll run right into us. Nature's Way Resources, Soil and Garden Center. And now let's get back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. Give us a call and let's talk dirt. That is soil.
Soil.
I know. Isaac's going to say, Sandy, it's... What is it? Dirt is what's under your fingernails. Yeah. Soil right. is what we grow things in. Right. So let's talk about that soil at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. What is on the list? What's coming up next? We know it's hot. Okay, check that off the list. That's just something we got to live with. But there is so much to do in preparation.
Right. And I would say get out, walk your yard.
Yeah.
Is there anything weird happening? Mm-hmm. Is something looking off or just not right?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are dealing with lawns, and I know we have Colleen that just emailed us about her lawn, and she's seeing a little bit of kind of brown in the yard, and she wants to know what the best way to treat chinch bugs. She's obviously watering enough because you can tell the surrounding grass looks nice and hydrated. Mm-hmm. She's seeing some brown. Isaac, how would you tell her to treat for chinch bugs?
Well, there's a couple different ways. I mean, we have some fertilizers with imidacoprid in it, which that helps. You can do that. You can do, you know, some granular insecticides or some insecticides. But again, I think if she can build up the nutrition of the soil, I think she'll have less of a problem moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, her lawn looks pretty like she takes good care
of
it.
Yeah, it looks manicured.
Okay. Uh-huh. Looks manicured, just a little bit of browning through there.
Right.
So, and like I said, you can tell she's obviously watering enough because all throughout it's, you know, it looks hydrated and nice. So granular insecticide, I like to recommend like a 0.2% bifenthrin on a sand carrier. So there's, you know, wherever you shop, I'm sure they have one as it releases the easiest and the best.
Oh, okay.
Right.
In the future, I would say after she gets control over the chinch bugs, your best way to avoid chinch bugs is compost top dress. Aeration and just make sure that grass is not getting stressed out.
Right.
Because that's the first place they go, right, Isaac?
Yeah.
The chinch bugs always go to the area of the yard where it's staying drier and the soil's hard.
Yeah.
And you know you're watering and it's just not penetrating.
Yeah.
Well, usually when I did landscape maintenance, we would see the chinch bug area hit, you know, hardest along, you know, sidewalks, long streets, hot spots.
Yeah, this looks like
maybe
hot
areas
spots
where you didn't have, you know, excellent coverage.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, thank you very much. So, Colleen, we will get that information.
And
if
I would
you're not
say, and get it treated now because chinch bugs are one of those things. Untreated can kill the grass.
Uh-oh.
Where fungus just makes you look bad. It'll come back, right? But the chinch bugs will kill the grass.
Okay. So. All right. Well, we will definitely make sure that she knows aeration, compost, and get that soil nutrition in there because we talk about that all the time. So when we return, we will talk with Stephen after this.
We love our house, except for the humps. Those evil humps lead to bumps. Humps and bumps lead to trips and falls. All because our driveway and sidewalk shifted and lifted. Enough is enough. Tom Tynan says what I need is some CRC. Concrete Raising Corporation. Free estimate. Quick fix. Now those humps and bumps are straight and level. Looks better. Safer too. And they'll do it for you.
Concrete Raising Corporation, crc-houston.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener. MicroLife, healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Landscapers Pride Mulches and Soils, premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together. Best Choice Lawn Aeration, the best kept secret to a greener and healthier lawn. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
And we're back. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Give us a call, 281-833-3333. I'm going to talk about Nelson's Plant Food. Nelson's Plant Food is something that everyone should have in their arsenal. They make high-quality, professional-grade plant foods, a lot of them species-specific. The one that I am focusing on this week, and I think everybody should, is rose food. Roses have taken a beating with this intense heat, but they'll come out of it, and they love the fall. So this month, you should be trimming your roses about a third of their height and feeding them with the slow-release rose food by Nelson's. It has everything that a rose needs in the right amounts, micronutrients that your roses need. I know I'm on a lot of Facebook forums on roses, and they can just line out everything that you need to apply to your roses. But why would you want to do that when you can just put one product down?
Oh, yeah. That's what I like. Simple and easy.
Simple and easy. It has everything that a rose needs. It has your Epsom salts, your magnesium sulfate, so no need to add extra. You can just put the rose food down around them, and they'll look fabulous this fall. So you've got to get them planted, trimmed, okay, and fertilized this month. And other things that you can do, the Turf Star line of fertilizers, the Slow and Easy, is a great product to use if your yard's just not looking in tip-top shape right now and it needs a little boost that's non-burning. You're not going to hurt anything.
Yeah.
But get that out. Get it watered in. Your grass will thank you for it.
Awesome.
And then we're going to follow that up with the Carbo-Load in the fall. So Carbo-Load is their fall fertilizer.
For the turf.
You got it. For the turf.
Easy.
Mm-hmm. It's all got the high, Nelson. Yeah, high last number. It's going to help your yard go to sleep. And we're talking October.
Yeah, so, okay. All right.
That's the time. So if you want to grow like a pro, use Nelson Plant Food. For more information, you can go to nelsonsplantfood.com or Home Show Garden Pros.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody needs some Nelsons in there.
Oh, yeah. It's on my go-to shelf for sure. But I don't have the rose food, and I need to get my roses because they are healthy.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking fine, but they do look a little tired.
They're just stressed out. Yeah. Like I said, plants need nutrition during these stressful times. And a lot of people think, oh, it's too hot to fertilize. No, it's not. Not if you're using the right product and you're doing it according to directions and you're watering it in. You're fine.
Well, I've always got my Color Star on the shelf, but of course I will get the rose food from Nelson Plant Food. And we have got Stephen on the line. Good morning, Stephen. What do you have for Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery and Sherry?
Good morning. About a year ago, we suffered a structural fire on the house and it ended up having to be totaled. So they had to bring in equipment, take all the structure slab out and rebuild us. And then so the general contractor just put in our lawn and of course we've been having to water it with this heat. We live in Jefferson County. And so I ordered a bag of clover seed, which has different types of clover in it, and spread it out. Is that will that work, or will that help the lawn?
Interesting.
Isaac?
What kind of grass do you have in there besides your clover?
Well, I was just listening, and now I don't know if it's Augustine or Bermuda. which kind of led into the question on the clover. The wife likes the look of white clover. This one had a mixture of white, red, and something else in it.
Beautiful.
And I believe it was in a 5-pound bag. I just spread it by hand.
Mm-hmm.
So I was hoping that would take off and help the lawn. And if it doesn't, well, it's just one of them things. A bag of seed wasn't very much.
Right, right.
Right. This is just, and I'm assuming, an annual clover?
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, it'll help because clover, a lot of your farmers use that as a cover crop, you know, cowpeas, clover, because it fixes the nitrogen. It'll give you, I think, up to about 4% nitrogen. So that's good, and it also will help, you know, with erosion control. It's basically clover, like I said, is a good cover crop. One thing that you can do to encourage growth in your lawn, and it'll also kind of help phase out your clover, is nitrogen.
And how does he get some more nitrogen in there?
A great product, you know, I like the hybrid for MicroLife because it's a 2005, because it's got humates in there, and then it's just got a nitrogen source, which is Nutrilene, which is organic-based.
And I love the mix of clover, too, because you'll have some fall blooming and then some spring blooming, and it's a great pollinator for the bees.
Oh, right. I didn't know that. Great.
And
good.
It sounds like your wife likes it, so.
Yeah.
Well, and my main reason for wanting to do it, she likes it for the looks, but I wanted to help the environment with and the bees out.
There you go.
Right.
So, well done.
That was my reason for planning that. And I have another question if you have time.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. We live by a cemetery, and there's they really have good upkeep on it, and there's just hundreds of oak trees throughout it. So now, and we have one on our property between us and the cemetery, but there's a ditch that's culverted through there, and there's a huge oak tree, well, about 30 foot between our house and the office. Our oak tree, the leaves turn brown, and they drop a lot in the fall, but the others throughout the cemetery stay green throughout. Is there any problem with our oak tree? And we're trying to decide whether we need to take it out, which we don't want to do. But so that's my question. What would be making ours turn brown?
Isaac.
Well, I'm trying to understand this. Did you say it's near a ditch?
Correct.
Hmm.
That could be your problem. If it's basically sitting in water, you're not getting the air circulation that you need. Your soil might be going anaerobic. You might have several issues there. I mean, it's hard to say without, you know, seeing it. You know, when your leaves are falling off, are they completely turning brown and then falling off?
Correct. Completely turning brown and then about half a fall off, but they come right back in the spring.
There's some kind of stress that's happening that's causing that. I think you said it's probably early fall where they're defoliating.
Correct.
And do you know what variety of oak tree?
It's a live oak.
They're all live oaks. Okay.
And how old is it?
It's about 20 years old.
Oh.
Okay. Well, we need to sneak out for a quick break. Steve, can you stay on the line? And when we get back, we'll answer it for you. Okay?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, awesome. Thank you.
Circle Saw of Houston and Craig Tools have teamed up for savings. Whether you're a cabinet maker, do-it-yourselfer, professional, or hobbyist, you'll find the complete line of Craig Tools at Circle Saw. Craig Tools are designed to make building tasks easy and mistake-free. Circle Saw carries the renowned pocket hole jigs and the assorted clamping, cutting, and measuring accessories for your projects. Top quality products and customer support create a winning combination with Circle Saw and Craig Tools. See these fine products and more at 2510 Ella Boulevard or online at circlesaw.com.
Alleviate stress by enjoying the outdoors as much as possible during these summer mornings and evenings. When you offer Mother Nature the goodness she richly deserves during these hot summer months. Be kind to all that's growing by bathing them in MicroLife's all-organic fertilizers and supplements packed with nutritional solutions and biological support. MicroLifeFertilizer.com. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
What a great variety of calls. So, Stephen, we are back with Home Show Garden Pros, and you have got Isaac and Sherry. Sherry, do you have anything more to add about this oak tree he's worried about that's losing these leaves?
Well, I think Isaac was right on it when he was saying it's in a low-lying area that maybe holds some moisture. There's something called bacterial blight, which I'm wondering, Isaac, do you agree that it could be possibly bacterial blight that's attacking the tree and that's why it's defoliating?
Aww. Yeah, very likely. And if he can send a picture, you know, to the show, that would be a big help. I would get a picture of the tree and then also, you know, at the base, the flare and surrounding area so we can, you know, evaluate that.
Yeah. And a few things that Stephen, that you can do at your house, like on your own, is compost top dress the drip line of that tree and saturate it with like some super seaweed. Not when I say saturate, just add some super seaweed to it to stimulate the biology.
The soil drench, yeah,
to hopefully mitigate the bacteria buildup in the soil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well, that's informative there. I didn't know that.
And that's a MicroLife product, the super seaweed.
Yeah, but definitely do a good compost. Something like Nature's Way leaf mold compost or a leaf-based compost will definitely help kind of inoculate the soil with the good guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you answer one more tree question?
Sure.
Okay, so we had a pecan tree on the property line, and it has been struck by lightning a few times and died.
Wow.
Along with other things, I don't think it had been fertilized properly throughout the year, so we had it taken out. But my son, who lives next door, had salvaged two saplings there that sprouted up. So we were wanting to plant them. Is that a good idea, or should we just purchase pecan trees that we know are better producers or let these grow and graft them later on?
What would you do,
Isaac?
I mean, you could do either one. I mean, you could use those saplings. I don't know which variety of pecan that was the parent.
Okay.
And did you like the pecans?
The few times that it produced, which was very few, they were good pecans, about medium size.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if you have the space, I would say do the saplings and buy a new variety as well.
Yeah, why not? Why not? And make sure that soil is nice and healthy for those pecans, right?
Right.
Well, okay. Good.
Well,
all right.
Thank you very much, Stephen. You have a great weekend, and thanks for the call. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we will return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.